Now we have a chance to catch up with one of the, well, I would say one of the biggest names ever in the history of this rivalry. He's a Hall of Famer, and he's a name that everybody knows. Mike Ditka now joins us on the Rivertown Hotline. Mike, you were part of this rivalry in 58, 59, and 60, and Penn State got the better of you in two of those 3 years, but apparently this thing is going to be back on in 2016 and 17. What does it mean to you that this rivalry is going to be renewed?
Well, I think it's great for both universities. I think it's great for the state of Pennsylvania. I really do. I mean, it was a terrific rivalry back then. Penn State went into the Big Ten, and it kind of separated, and Pitt went into the Big East. But, you know, it's something that should happen. I think it'd be a great thing, and I think it'll be a real test for both schools.
Was this the game, Mike, that you look forward to more than any other?
Well, I don't forget now, when I played, you know, I played against Army when they were number one in the country. I played against Syracuse when they were the number one, won the national championship. So, you know, Penn State was a rivalry that we wanted to win. A lot of the kids that ended up going to Penn State were recruited by Pitt. A lot of kids that went to Pitt were recruited by Penn State. Actually, the guy who recruited me was Joe Paterno, and a terrific man, and what a great job he's done, and the longevity. He was the assistant coach under Rip Engel at that time, and he was the main guy that recruited me, and I was in within the hair of going to Penn State, and I decided I wanted to be a dentist. I don't know what the heck made me think that, but I did, and so I went to Pitt.
Coach Tim Curley, AD from Penn State, just came on our airwaves and just said that basically, if I can cliff note it for you, relax. It's just a two-game sampler. Then we have other places, other schools to visit across the country because of our alumni, and we have to appease everybody. I just thought since the game's in 2016 and 17, he didn't need to let us in on that. It just, for me personally, it was just another reason not to like Penn State.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of that. I mean, really, Penn State is a little bit more of a national power than Pitt is right now. I mean, Pitt was in, you know, the 30s, and Penn State is a little bit more of a national power, and it plays probably in, you'd say it's a stronger conference with the Big Ten over the Big East. But then again, you know, when you have rivalries, the nature of Pitt and Penn State, I mean, you throw everything else out the window. I mean, it's just going to be hopefully a good football games.
Coach, these two universities have faced each other 96 times on the football field, and it faced each other every year from 1935 to 92. Of course, you were part of those of three of those in 58, 59, and 60. What's the one moment from those three games that sticks out to you?
Well, we played them good. They were a little better than us then. We played in pretty tight football games, but, you know, they had some good players at that time, really. Richie Lucas was a quarterback. I can't remember. Dick Hulk was there. Dick was a great football player. So they had a lot of good football players. And of course, you know, we had some good ones too, but they beat us 2 out of 3. It was a great rivalry. I would have to say, of all things, you know, even though we played a major schedule with, you know, the schools that I mentioned, I think you always look forward to the Penn State game. At Pitt, Penn State was something special.
Now, Coach, you do a lot of work with the Gridiron Greats, and for the people that do not know, and that's a lot of people, it's a shame. It's Forgetting Warriors, guys that played in the NFL that paved the way that probably don't have the insurance or the 401ks to help themselves out. Where can we go to help out, and where can we find more information about that?
Well, you can log on to gridirongreats.org, but, you know, the thing is, we're not the answer. We know that. We've created some awareness, and we've helped some people significantly. The best thing we've done is we've made some connections with doctor groups around the country that are performing pro bono surgeries on these guys because they can't afford it. You know, Icky Woods, Ron Whidbey, you need a back surgery, you need a knee surgery. They don't have the money for that to get a knee replacement or a hip replacement. And so we found some people that are willing to help out, and it's really it's taken a big burden off of them because, you know, you come out with up with that kind of money, you don't have the medical that will cover all that. So it's a big hit when you have to do that.
Pitt, great. Took on Penn State 3 times. Iron Mike Ditka. Mike, it was great talking to you. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. You take care. God bless you.